This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
You know what I did yesterday? Got my mind off things. Made me feel like a child again, which isn't always a bad thing. I heard the ice cream truck, and I hopped on my bike, and I chased the son of a bitch down.
Ice cream!
Yeah, I didn't have to yell, but I was out there for probably a half an hour. And it's very difficult to track down these ice cream trucks when they stop because the music goes off. So then you hear it for a little bit, and then it stops, and then you got to keep going in that direction. And I was going through neighborhoods, all sorts of neighborhoods, and I had gotten Gina and Sabrina excited about bringing the ice cream back. I mean, this was the closest.
Did you get
to
some
like
strawberry shortcake, or did you get some toasted almond? What'd you get, toasted almond? Did you get a toasted almond?
So I didn't know it was a Mr. Softy truck until I got there. And I didn't, so I was thinking I was just going to grab some like bars in packaging and stuff them in my pockets. I didn't like bring a bag with me. So then I had to think, like, what am I going to get that I could carry back on the bike? So I got a Mr. Softy shake that was easy to carry, and then I got the two of those strawberry shortcake bars that you're referencing that my wife loves, stuffed them in the pocket.
There you go.
But, you know,
you stuffed those bars in your pockets?
They had to melt? They were frozen solid, those things. I only had to go back to the house like 5 minutes on the bike. It was fine. It was totally
fine. Eddie Murphy bit about, you know, the ice cream man, you know, is like one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And because it's
talking
so
from
true.
A stand-up, right?
Yeah. It's so true for all of us who grew up on Long Island and we're proud of where we come from. We all have a lot in common. We often talk about this. We often talk about the pizza parlors. We talk about the delis. And we talk about the ice cream man, whether it be Mr. Humor.
Good humor.
Whether it be Mr. Softy. Whether it be Bungalow Bar Tastes Like Tar. The more you eat it, the fatter you are, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We all had that in common. And when Eddie Murphy did that bit about chasing down the ice cream man and everything else, it was about as funny as I've ever heard. When I first heard that, it just brought me back to my childhood.
Yeah, and that's what yesterday did for me. I mean, I felt like a hunter and gatherer, a provider. That's what I felt like as I chased this man down. I mean, it was like the closest I'd be to like a caveman going out and getting some sort of animal to bring back to the cave to roast for my family over an open fire. But that was awesome. And I ever tell you the story now that I'm remembering the ice cream stuff from my childhood? I ever tell you the story of the drunk ice cream lady in my neighborhood when I was like,
that could be
so
dangerous.
Me and my friend, this was ridiculous. So we didn't even know what like a drunk person looked like at this point in our lives, right? We just thought that people had something wrong with them. I mean, I'm telling you, I was under 10 years old. So I was like, you know, 8 maybe. I was on a little bike. I was just out around the house. Ice cream lady in an ice cream truck comes down the block. We wave it down. We had a couple dollars in our pocket because we knew that the ice cream truck would come around this time. And she pulls over. She is completely hammered. I'm talking just laid out. So she comes, she's like, oh, hey, guys, what do you want? So I have a vivid memory of this like you wouldn't believe. So I'm like, what? You know, I'm thinking to myself, what the hell is going on with this lady? So then she just hands us the ice cream and goes, go ahead, kids, just take it. So we're like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. This is awesome. So we run back to the house. We tell our parents, the ice cream lady, she was acting really funny, but like, I don't know, she just gave us the ice cream for free. So then about 10 minutes later, we hear, police sirens going down. So we hop on the bikes to go see what's happening. She crashed into a tree, and the ice cream truck was on its side, and there was a cop standing on top of the ice cream truck throwing all the ice cream out of it to everybody so it didn't melt. So we were sitting there catching the ice cream and bringing it home. And little did I know how horrible that was at the time that this woman was out there drunk driving the ice cream truck. I thought it was the greatest life. I had gotten so much free ice cream.
Maybe
so,
she was putting a little vodka in the old,
the milkshakes.
Milkshakes.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was great yesterday, man. It just on the bike chasing down the ice cream truck at 38 years old felt great.
Yesterday I did play a round of golf, and yesterday I saw something that I had never seen. I had basically seen, I think it was a day old baby deer, a doe, right?
Oh.
Baby deer, right. Whatever.
Doe, a deer, a female deer.
Yeah, so, and just sitting in the long grass, like trying to hide. I mean, literally been here for about 24 hours.
Yeah, not a good time to be born. You know, I would say go back into your mother until this unrest stops.
For a little Bambi, it was perfect. Yeah. And I got a picture. I'll send a picture of you guys. But it was just sitting there. It was the most kind of amazing thing. You come walking up on it and you kind of get a little bit startled because you don't know what's in the grass as you're trying to look for your golf ball. And here's Bambi just laying there. And honestly, its mother was nowhere around. I don't know, but it was like still covered. You know what I mean? Like it was like, it looked covered? Like it had just been born within the last, I don't know, 10 to
covered
24
hours.
Covered
in what? Hours. Like slime? Like,
yeah, like 10 to
like
24
deer.
Hours.
Wow. Interesting. And you took it home, and look, it's right behind you right now, walking around
right.
Your new pet. Isolation's really gotten to you.
It was pretty good, actually.
Yeah, right. And its mother is Whimsy, believe it or not. So this story
actually,
ties.
It looks a little like Whimsy.
Yeah. Another deer. Great. That's what I was hoping for was more deer on Long Island.
We need more deer on Long Island.
Yeah. I was so happy there's more baby deer that are growing into big deer to eat all of the shrubbery outside of my house. All right. Jerry is here with an update. What's going on, Jerry?
Morning, guys. I'll tell you, you talk about a sign of the times. So I have CBS on. The news is on right now with Chris Reggie and Mary Calvey. And something that I think if we rewind a year ago, if you would have put this on the screen, you'd be like, what the hell is that? They had a live shot with a reporter on the sidewalk with the boarded up whatever store it was. You've got a construction worker walking by him and a jogger with a mask on.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it is.
Did the boarded up store have razor wire wrapped around it like Saks Fifth Avenue?
No, it did not. I think it was Nordstrom Rack, I think, was the store that he was just in front of. It had multiple layers, though, of plywood. It wasn't just one sheet. They looked like there were at least two or three layers of it and staggered. And then along comes this little jogger. it's nothing.
Getting
wearing
that cardio
a mask.
In. Yeah.
Crazy. And Boomer, you're a TV guy. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I've noticed this. My mornings now start with Chris Reggie and Mary Calvey every single day. And I feel like I know them now. What is it about news? I'm not picking on CBS. They all do it, and I know that. But it's like they come on at the top of the hour, you know, the city's burning, you know, this is on fire, looting, murders. But before we get to that, let's check the weather.
Weather, yeah, yeah.
Wait, is that something, is that like a metric that's what people are looking for more than the news?
That's the one thing we all have in common is the weather. We all want to know what the weather's going to be like, especially before we go to work and get dressed for the day.
Fair enough. Very
interesting. That's what I'm assuming. I'm not sure. And now you got a hurricane forming down in right off of the coast of Florida.
And an asteroid is coming towards Earth.
Oh, this is perfect.
Yeah,
this is going to be all
the
great.
Asteroid thing. It's still going to be like 3.5 million miles away.
13 million,
that's close, though, in space distance.
Yes, that's
13
right.
13 million?
I think it's
very close.
I think it's 13 million miles away. But as I told Al on the warm-up show between 5 and 6, they're worried more about 2024 as it gets
when
closer.
Comes back around.
Some circles back around.
That thing's coming back around? Where is it?
Well,
I mean, just
it orbits,
keep going,
yeah.
And just,
it orbits
turns
the sun,
and
man.
Comes back?
Yeah, it's the way it works, just like us, as the Earth. It's as big as or bigger than the Empire State Building. So I ended up going down a deep hole with this yesterday, this asteroid thing. So I actually Googled, I said, asteroid plan. Like, what's the plan if it's coming towards us? Like, who has decided what it is? So apparently, if what I was reading was correct, which who the hell knows, but NASA's going to send some like ship up to collide with it, with no people in it, obviously, but to collide with it to knock it off course if it was heading towards us.
Sounds
that
like
is
Armageddon.
The plan. Yeah. Right, I know, with Bruce Willis. Yeah. But that's didn't they blow it up in Armageddon?
Yes. Yeah. He don't want to blow it up. Get on the ship and he blew it up.
Yeah, you blow it up, all you're doing is creating, you know, a million giant asteroids coming after us. So you got to push it off course somehow. Yeah,
you just have to nudge it if you get it early enough.
Yeah, so that is the plan for everybody that knows.
It's like a deflection in front of the net, something I'm good at.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what you want to do. You want to try to deflect it. Now, you think Governor Cuomo is worried about this now. Do you want to bring this up at his press conference?
It'd be interesting if someone does today.
Nah, it's not a threat. That would be funny, though. That would be very funny.
Very Cuomo, 2020. Do you realize that in 2024 that we could have an asteroid coming here?
Well, there's about it. Just that it might be a little closer. I don't think it's going to hit us, but it could be closer. And then reading the article, it's like, you know, NASA's looking at thousands of meteors.
Well,
I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, good. Thank God they are.
That is good.
We aren't.
Yes.
You know, someone's got to be looking for that stuff. It's not one of those things you just want to, like, all of a sudden, boom, there's an asteroid, and then there's dust covering the world. We want to have an idea that it's coming.
Correct.
Not enough technology. I mean, with those damn dinosaurs had no clue. There's some triceratops that was like chewing on some leaves one day and was dead the next.
Yeah.
And we're here. At least we got some telescopes and stuff to figure this thing out. You know?
That's exactly right. Speaking of figuring things out, I'll start here only because you guys brought it up earlier. Your man, John Heyman, is with you, Boomer. He was on with Tiki and Tierney yesterday talking about the whole baseball thing that the players and the owners, they got to figure it out.
Both sides understand that they need to play baseball if the health data allow it, and get on that field, work out a deal. You know, I believe, I'm not going to say guarantee, I believe that they will figure it out some way, somehow, because they know the alternative is terrible for the game. Mm-hmm. Got to play, and they understand that.
The question, though, and what he said in the beginning there is the health issue, and as you guys also discussed, you got the Yomiuri Giants canceling their scrimmage today because of two players testing positive. So I don't know what they'll do tomorrow or going forward. Their season was supposed to open June 19th, and we'll see if this puts a wrinkle into it, which will answer the question Boomer's been asking since March, what happens if player or players
test positive. So June 19th, that's actually 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
So you could still put these guys in 14-day quarantine and still get them back and start play again. The question is, you know, if these two have tested positive, how many other people have tested positive? And are there any other people that maybe not players, but trainers and coaches and support personnel, TV personnel? I mean, there's just a long list of candidates that could come down with this.
Yep, no question about it. And you might not know for 2 weeks, which would take us right to around their opening day. So, once again, this will be a model that baseball can watch and see what happens. All the other sports, too, for that matter. Brett Boone was on with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio. He was a player rep back in his days when he played. His advice to the player's side.
The advice I give to the young players, and not that I'm going to tell another man how to behave.
Is to do steroids.
But shut up. It does nobody any good. And especially nowadays with everything we have access to at our fingertips, it does nobody any good to live it publicly.
Well, that's what
Hallelujah, man. He's actually said it. And he's talking about all players, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Even retired players.
Like
himself.
All sides.
Yeah, I don't know. Just you can't help but put something out there social media-wise. People are addicted to it. And you know, when they do put it out there or they put it on maybe a Twitch channel or somewhere else and they give their opinions about it, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're going to be open for criticism like Blake Snell was.
Anybody – I guess Barry Bonds is the best example because how skinny he was in his career and then how big he got. But I think Brett Boone has got to be up there as like the number one in-your-face steroid guy. He went from the tiny little infielder to this jacked, humongous dude who was hitting home runs.
I remember that. Is that
all
true?
Over the place. Oh, yeah. Remember with that Mariners team?
I don't.
He got
I really
huge.
Don't. Huge. I just remember Brady Anderson with the Orioles that 1 year.
Yeah, but he didn't look that different. He just ended up hitting 50 home runs.
Oh,
I'm
he
talking
looked different. He looked different.
Visually, Brett Boone was got huge. It was that great Mariners team that in 2001 that won all those games. And
how about Lenny
Dykstra?
Yeah, that
was
that's
another
good one.
Yeah, it's definitely a good one.
He's turned out well.
Yeah. What's he doing these days, Lenny? Oh, I haven't heard from him.
Good Lord. Eddie, you can skip the other Boone one. Enough of him. Boston Globe reporting that the Players Association embracing the proposal from the owners to only play a regional schedule. during whatever the 2020 season
turns out. Well, see, they can agree on something.
Yes, how about that? And that will limit travel and hopefully will keep the virus away from them. So that's a good thing. At least they came together on something. NFL-wise, a bunch of stuff here. Number one, in terms of a season or not, ESPN reporting the NFL did tell all teams they must have training camps this summer at their main practice facility. So you're not going away for camp this year, and there will be no joint practices being played at all because of the pandemic. So that's number one. Number two, you got the Viking linebackers Anthony Barr and Eric Kendricks, who are on the team's social justice committee, issuing identical tweets yesterday denouncing the league's stance on systemic issues. Here was the tweet that they both put out. Quote, "Your statement said nothing. Your league is built on black athletes. Vague answers do nothing. Let the players know what you're actually doing, and we know what silence means." That was them. They put it out, I believe it was at the same time.
Are they a part of the players' coalition that is supported by the league, or is this a different group?
They're on the team social justice committee. I would think that's got to be
part of the team. Right, so this is the Malcolm Jenkins, right? This is the...
I would think. I don't know that, but I would think so.
All right, okay. All right, I'll look into that and see what they're saying. But, yeah, so...
Just Google it.
I'm going to. Just relax. Give me a few seconds, will you? I mean, like, I don't have, like, the typing abilities of...
A 15-year-old.
Just relax, Al, for God's sake.
Then you've got Chargers head coach Anthony Lynn. He talked to the LA Times. There's no audio of this, but I'll give you a couple of the quotes from the story. And he's been, I believe he has protested himself. I believe he's been out there. His quote was, in terms of what happened in Minnesota and going forward, quote, "How do we affect change? Where's the accountability for that kind of bleep? That's where I'm at right now. I'm angry, I'm pissed off, and I don't want to just put out a pretty statement. I haven't done anything to make this a better place for my son. I want to do something, but to be honest with you, I don't know what that is."
Well, so just by using his platform, saying what he's saying, and being an NFL head coach, he's just done more than probably 99.9% of the people in the world.
You're probably right about that. And this comes from Vic Fangio, Broncos head coach, and this is what Boomer's really been telling us for years and years about the NFL.
I think our problems in the NFL along those lines are minimal. We're a league of meritocracy. You earn what you get. You get what you earn. I don't see racism at all in the NFL. I don't see discrimination in the NFL.
And I think he was also then talking about what the locker room's like, the camaraderie, and it's kind of what Boomer's been talking about. How once you're on a team, you're on a team, and you guys are all joined at the hip, and you work for one common goal. So a lot of good stuff out
there.
It's like
what Patrick Mahomes said. Mahomes said it. He goes, "Man, I hope the world can become like an NFL locker room."
Right, right.
You know, and here's the best part in the league, you know, wishing and hoping and praying that people can come together like an NFL team does, especially when you're winning. You know, when you're winning, there's nothing like it. I mean, just the whole atmosphere around the team is great. It's the tough times are when you're losing and pointing fingers and whose fault is it, and you know, and we in the media, you know, exacerbate all that kind of stuff. But that's when you really have to hang together.
No question. And then a couple of others quickly here. Former Bullets All-Star Wes Unseld passed away. He was 74. I didn't realize he was the Rookie of the Year and the MVP.
Yeah.
68-69. I didn't know that he won.
Oh, man, he used to kill the Knicks. Killed the Knicks when he was in Baltimore.
I'm sure.
So that
That was said yesterday. The NBA is close to making it official that Coronado Springs and Disney will be their hub resort and that they'll be playing at Wide World of Sports, which is kind of known. Looks like a 22-team format, though that's not official yet. They'll have the vote tomorrow, and October 12th would be the last possible day for the playoffs to end. That's what's kind of leaking out right now. And then finally, you got a Florida court denying Zion Williamson's motion to stay discovery relating to his eligibility back at Duke, which means he's now going to be required to answer questions about whether or not his family received improper benefits.
Uh-oh.
And that's under oath, correct?
Yeah, this is going to be under oath. And, you know, listen, if he had nothing to hide, then I don't think he would try to block the motion, right?
Probably true.
I'll come and talk to you and tell you everything you need to know. But
going to get real quick.
This is going to get, and Duke is going to get caught up in it if, in fact, there was something here.
Exactly.
You know, it's... I could just hear Rick Pitino right now just going off on the whole thing.
We were that or reading it and smiling, something, right?
Right.
So there you go, guys.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.